This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a
sweet, sweet thing to lay. Coming up, Jack LaSalle is going to join us, and hopefully Mr. Pitney can ride shotgun a little bit. I got to be honest. Having hundreds of people run up and say F you Nazi didn't upset me in the way they thought. They thought it was a shunning process, a peer pressure process, because I guess that's what they're basically based in, is a bunch of follower mentality stuff. But it's a fact. I don't say this to virtue signal. It was about 98% white people, white men, that would say F you racist Nazi, threaten to physically attack me, throw coffee in my face. And then I had four or five black guys come over and be like, blah, blah, blah. I mean, are you really into this bad stuff? And I explained no. And then I'd explain a few things that actually listened to me. I don't know what it says about the psychology. Then they'd nod their head and, you know, walk off. I'd have women come over and act like they were nice. They'd go, I hate you. You're scum. Like trying to hurt me. All because they've seen this stuff on the news, Tom Brokaw saying I'm deeply racist. And it doesn't hurt me in the way they think it does. It hurts me that our national news is so controlled. And then, like I said, Mike Zimmerman last night, because we had bound our hotel rooms together with my wife and, you know, one of my children we took on the trip and the rest of it, and the nanny, we're all in one room, you know, waiting to go to the airport at about 6 o'clock. And we weren't going to leave till 8. And I said, I'm going to go eat. And he said, man, don't do it. I said, listen, it's a free country. I'm going to do it. I go out there, and a guy basically acts like or tries to run me over with his Range Rover, then rolls his window down and starts saying, F you Nazi, another white guy. And at that point, I just said, man, you're a coward. Why don't you get out of the car? And I'm not looking for trouble, but I mean, you know, that guy that got out of that car, man, he already tried to hit me with his car. I mean, these people are nuts. They're in a real world, but they say it and run off. What does that say about their mentality from all the experiences you've been through? All the murders you witnessed against you guys when you were, you know, trying to get your message out. I mean, it's just things are so volatile now.
Well, what it says to me is they don't have a mentality, Brother Alex. Come on, brother. They don't have a mentality. Essentially, what these people are, and I'll say it again, are ahistorical, non-critically thinking lunatics. Okay? Let's be honest.
Well, then why are 97% of them white males? I don't want to get into white male bashing, but the people saying F you white male are white guys.
You know why? Because they are personally insecure. You dig? Come on, let's be real. They're personally insecure, and whatever they were trying to get, they didn't get, so they figured, oh, if I switch and I become this supposedly anti-fascist, you hear me? Anti-fascist, okay? Maybe I can feel secure with myself. Excuse me? No, that's not reality. That's what people do. I often ask myself, how can white people, all right, or non-black people, be they white or turquoise, sit back and say only black lives matter, or quote, black lives matter, all right? I go, my God. How can they negate their own humanity that way? Why don't they say that every life is precious and that when we lose one, we lose all? You know, I myself ask questions to myself, all right? But it's the game. It's the game being played by that machine, by that Soros Obama Clinton machine. Obama, by the way, is the biggest betrayer in the 21st century of all people, not just black people, but of all people, okay? And, you know, the time will come for him to pay the
price. Larry Pink, this is a short segment. I want to come back in the longer segment, spend some time with you on the legacy of Obama, who I feel like an idiot. I was kind of neutral between him and McCain, and I thought maybe we'll bring folks together. I'm so naive. But then you expand on that, the cold-blooded betrayal of it. But like you said, when you dehumanize other groups, then you dehumanize yourself.
Exactly.
But then you can't. buy the neoliberal thing of saying, I'm going to do whatever the media says to prove I'm not racist, and then you're just following along their whole political agenda. So let's talk about that with Larry Pinkney. Jack Posobiec's going to be popping in as well. And we have this compilation of some of the Democrat liberals telling me that they hate me or want to kill me.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In the morrow, the day of worship will be gone. And the men who spurred us on, since the judgment of our wrong, they decide and the shotgun sing the song. I'll tip my hat to the new Constitution. Take a bow.
Let me tell you something. I saw the establishment hating Trump. The internal emails, they thought he was a joke. They thought they could beat him. Then they tried to steal the nomination. Then they tried to steal him being seated. Then they went into this whole Russia thing. Now they've gone into this whole race-based thing. Folks, behind the scenes, Donald Trump, and plus publicly, is far from a racist. In fact, he is kind of like an underdog guy that hates the establishment and wanted to be a billionaire on his own. And that's why they don't like him, is he thinks he's actually better than all these fat cats and is in there actually going after him. And he's delivered on so many fronts, and you know, he's the bad boy. He's the evil guy you're not supposed to support when you turn on the same NBC News that tells you there were WMDs in Iraq. And then we fund radical Islam to overthrow all these secular nations and all these Muslim nations that are living in peace and that women can go to college, and they're killing everybody. We're getting Jack Posobiec on the line right now in Texas is the best part of the eclipse. Obviously, it was the most intense in Oregon, but where we're at right now, we can put on screen, maybe behind me for TV viewers, just put up the Fox News feed if folks want to, or just any of the feeds. We've got a NASA feed as well, and show folks what's happening with the eclipse. Haven't had one of these over North America since 1776. So we've got the Science Channel up there for you, and obviously we'll have replays of all this. Just reminds us how huge our universe is that we're here in the middle of. But finishing up with Larry Pinkney. Larry Pinkney, just talking about Barack Obama, your former, one of the founders of the Black Panther Party, and then to see everything that Martin Luther King and yourself and so many others actually promoted, which I agree with, judge people on the content of their character, their deeds, not the color of their skin, where our children can, you know, in the future live together and, you know, come together and share all our great gifts together. Now they're taking Martin Luther King statues down and murals down at universities because he didn't mention trannies. Well, I don't dislike trannies. I'm not. Point is, that wasn't even an issue then. It's this war on, if they can take down Martin Luther King, that's a big mount to put on their wall. What you said earlier, it's about them controlling everything, the future, the past, the present. It's 1984. It's the model of absolute, total, and complete annihilation of information. It's about being the priest of power, the priest of information.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, the reality is that these neoliberal fascists, let's be honest, they hate Dr. King. They hate Malcolm. They hate Viola DeWeasel. And if you don't know who Viola DeWeasel was, she was a white woman who was murdered by, she was assassinated, murdered, shot in the face by KKK government agents, all right? They hate these people. They are, and I keep emphasizing this, they are the neoliberal fascists. That's why they hate Dr. King, they hate Malcolm, they hate Viola DeWeasel, all right? And if anyone is sort of wondering, like, okay, what's Larry talking about? Look, read Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. His latest article, I'm trying to remember what it was, but I tend to speak off the top of my own.
We can pull it up right now.
Yeah. His latest article by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, oh, my God. Incredible. Incredible. You want to know what's going on? Read Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, among others. Among others. So all I can say is that, you know, these neoliberal fascists, it's gotten to a point where it is totally insane. Antifa, give me a break. They are the fascists. They are just as fascist as the Ku Klux Klan. And let's be honest. The everyday, ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people just want to survive and have everyday bread and butter issues to take care of themselves and their families. And there is nothing wrong with that.
And that's Trump's goal. That Trump is all about power back to the people and making people independent. And if you want to get into real affirmative action, it's come out. He's gone to those communities. He's told those companies. He's twisted arms. He said, you're going to move them right in the middle of these inner cities. You're going to get the incentives. You're going to move them from China. You're going to move them from India. You're going to move. And it started. It's happening because Trump understands that the engineers want us poor. They don't want us to be self-sufficient.
That's right. That's right. They want us poor. Wake up, people. They want us poor. They want us divided. They want us fighting each other. And that's what these neoliberal fascists are all about as well, along with the deep state, Soros, Obama, Clinton, Kabul.
Well, Larry Pinkney, we are launching a new weekly lineup of shows. I'd like to try to have you host one. We're also launched David Knight's new program, a new broadcast weekday mornings, 8 to 11 a.m. Central, that's titled Real News. We're launching the War Room with Roger Stone. And, of course, we've got Mike Cernovich and Owen Schroyer. But I would like to really have you as a contributor just regularly. Sure. There's so many great guests that you get them on, a year passes by, you forget how great they are. So we've got a big whiteboard in there now with all the great guest names written on it. And yours up, you know, it's right up there at the top, so we don't forget. You know, years go by like seconds now. Larry Pinkney, thank you so much for all your knowledge. Yes. Look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thank you, brother. Stay strong. All power to the people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, now Jack Posobiec's with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. Jack's going to be co-hosting with us. I'd like to also invite Jack's going to be a contributor more and more with InfoWars. We're just getting everything up and launched and going here for an 18-hour-a-day live network here that'll be we'll have another we'll be live 9-10 hours a day by the end of the year, and then 18 hours a day by the middle of next year is really my goal. But I'm saying end of next year just to be safe. But once we get up and going, we can really expand rapidly. That's why the globalists are after us, why they're trying to shut us down. And a lot of it's been hit or miss. You know, we keep winning, but it's just by the grace of God. It's not our smarts. It's not my will that's doing it. It's God's will. And I am a servant, a humble servant of God. I have a relationship with God, and I have a relationship with life and a relationship with justice. And any things I've been able to do, it's all straight from God and straight from your support, being obviously influenced by the spirit of liberty that flows from the spirit of God, as the Bible tells us. And this is evil. None of this makes sense until you study it and you realize the people running things are evil. Now, Jack Posobiec joins us. You know, I knew he was a veteran. I didn't know he was in naval intelligence. It was all over the news last week with the craziest headlines. You've got to kick him out of the Navy. He's a security risk. The president likes him and retweeted him last week. And we'll show the tweet that the president tweeted here in a few minutes. But it's this upside-down world. The commander-in-chief likes you, so you're bad. This is this upside-down world. And then we didn't get a chance to meet the day you were out in Seattle. I was out there. We're going to play some of this at the bottom of the hour, a compilation. The frothing. We're going to kill you. We're going to get you. Guy tried to hit me with a car last night. I mean, this was mental illness world. And I know they were out there chanting when you were at the Lenin statue that they're going to kill you. And this is like women in business suits. I mean, this is a cult where they all radicalize each other. We got the shakeup at the White House. I mean, what is the state of our union right now? Because stuff is so exciting, so riveting, so edge of your seat, especially when you're in the arena now. I mean, where do we even begin? We got the total eclipse going on.
Alex, you know, it's funny. I haven't talked very much publicly about my experience, my prior experience in the Naval Intelligence Service. And the reason being is OPSEC. It's operational security. That's what you do when you're a member of those services. You don't talk about it. You keep operational security to protect sources and methods for the United States government. But if Deep State's going to come out and blather about my experience and my background all over the world, then great, I'll accept that brand. You think I'm trying to hide it? I'm proud of the fact that I served our country. I'm proud of the fact that the Commander-in-Chief has called out some of my work. And I'm proud of the fact that I served in the Naval Intelligence Community. Now, as far as these people in Seattle, we are seeing it, Alex. I saw it a couple of days before you were there. They treated me the same way. These people were crawling up to me. They saw me calling out their Vladimir Lenin statue. This is like the leader of the alt-left Marxist cult out there. And the minute I called it out, they started screaming at me, said they were going to kill me. And I said, guys, this is a statue. This guy's genocide. This guy, genocide to the Chinese, the Cambodians, the Muslim, the Tibetans. This is what Marxist came from. And you guys want to have a statue to this in your city? And these people, I'm telling you, Alex, the way they smelled, the way they looked, they were completely just twisted. They came up to me and they said, oh, no, it's okay. It has to remind us, Jack. It has to remind us. I said, why do you want that to remind you? There were a few people that came up to me that were locals that said, Jack, we're Christians, and every day we go to church, we have to drive by this statue, and we see the reminder of someone who persecuted millions of Christians responsible for 100 million deaths. And they've got a statue up to this guy in the middle of their city. Well, the Seattle mayor, I actually held their feet to the fire, and I used their own rules against him, but because going out there with the megaphone peacefully and peacefully calling for it to be taken down, the Seattle mayor the next day said he agreed that it should be taken down.
Now, I get your point, fighting fire with fire, but in a way, these evil guy statues are monuments to what they did. We should be aware of them. And aren't we kind of fitting into the virtue signaling when we start getting into this game of pulling stuff down? I mean, I'm not saying you're bad. I get why you did it. But when we come back, explain that to me. And then coming up, we've got a compilation video, When Goblins Attack. But I mean, I shouldn't joke around. I had a guy try to hit me with his car last night. I mean, these people are crazy. And I thought, did he just try to hit me? He pulled up for going, F you. I was like, dude, this is a real world. Why don't you get out of that car?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine, I've been on fire.
with Sally. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here live. Now we've launched The Real News with David Knight from 8 a.m. till my broadcast kicks off. A lot of stations are looking to pick that up. Very, very thankful to all those affiliates. And we're getting up all the affiliate pages and the podcasts and all that's going up today at Infowars.com/show. Jack Posobiec, again, Patriot, ran one of the biggest organizations during the campaign, citizensfortrump.com, and Trump and his sons routinely tweet out his information. Here's one of the tweets last week that got the ire of the media. And again, they have to make normal behavior look upside down, like mothers and fathers, ban that on entrance forms. That's hurtful. Or free market, low taxes, what next? Then Salon is promoting pedophilia. So, meanwhile, 39 shootings in Chicago this weekend, 9 deaths, no national media outrage. Why is that? Well, just like we saw, but now 15 dead in Barcelona, hundreds injured, 7 stabbed in Russia, dozens more. So many stabbings last week by people yelling Allah Akbar. Jack, I couldn't even keep track of it. But then we had national headlines, CNN tonight. You know, naval intelligence, what's it doing? This Jack Posobiec needs to be shut down. The president tweets him. He can't have a security clearance if the president likes him. That's upside down world. But again, their projectors, right wing Jack Posobiec retweeted by Trump, is a Navy intel officer. Dun, dun, dun. You can't trust those Navy intel officers. But let's have all the radical jihadis run checkpoints at the border. Sorry, Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, no, Alex, so I don't know why they felt like it was such an important thing to go ahead and burn my cover like that or go ahead and put that all out there for all to see. But again, I've never posted anything with classified information. I've never put anything out about classified information. In fact, I can actually tell you the deep state went and pulled my security clearance months and months ago, well before when I came out specifically as a Trump supporter. This was something I did on the reserve time. I do my weekends. I've been deployed in the past. I'm not doing this on a day-to-day basis. On a day-to-day basis, I'm out there. You guys see what I'm doing.
But it shows how they try to warp everything.
Right. Right. They twist everything around. They don't say, hey, here's a guy who served his country admirably, who's been awarded by the U.S. military, and he's retweeted by the president. They say, oh, no, this guy's got to be shut down. We can't talk to this guy. Don't listen to him. I said, hey, what about all these awards? What about all these deployments I've done? No. You're someone who we can't be listened to. So they try to discredit and they try to peel back anything that you're saying rather than talk about the actual content of what I tweeted and the fact that the president retweeted it. The 39 shootings in Chicago, we had 63 this past weekend. They're still not talking about it, Alex. And then
and that's how they changed the subject. We got a guy with no criminal record, intel officer, before, now reserve. We need to have his thing pulled because they knew it was already pulled. They then want to announce later it got pulled to make it look like you can't be in government if you support the president.
Right. It's this entire narrative that they're trying to pull. It's they want to keep the silent majority silent. Alex, there are Trump supporters within the military, within the intel community, within all branches of
our government
and all branches of our society. But you're told to be quiet. It's gaslighting. It is the idea that if you speak out in support of president, if you speak out outside the narrative, if you talk about the African-Americans that are being shot in our inner cities on a weekly basis,
daily,
you are shut down. Can't talk about that. Don't look at this guy. Look at the shiny object over here. We're told that this small group of, you know, these 500 scumbag racists in Charlottesville is somehow representative of a strong movement in America. Spoiler alert, it's not. And they said, look at this, look at this.
Well, notice, they won't even say all these Islamic attacks of last week, injuring hundreds, killing over, 15 or whatever. They're not even saying that's Islamic, but they're saying all conservatives are to blame for one loon ball who, it turns out, is a Democrat, and every other leader of it were recently high-level Democrat operatives. I mean, Jack, you don't need to be an able intel officer to see what's going on here.
No, they invited me to speak at that rally. This group has been trying to get in touch with us for a while. When we were doing the deplorable, they were trying to come out to that. We shut them down. We said, no, we don't want anything to do with you guys. We can see what you are. You guys need to be kicked out. We don't want anything to do with you in our movement.
Zero racism, zero violence. We are all about prosperity and Americana and coming together and loving each other.
The only colors that I'm looking at are red, white, and blue, Alex.
Let me ask you this. We're going to go to break, come back and play this compilation, but I'm going to get back into the whole statue. I get it's a giant Lenin statue. He launched an operation to kill 200-plus million people. He personally presided over 20 million dead, millions of Ukrainians, you name it, a total pig-like goblin. Beyond it. And yeah, why are they putting that in the city and worshiping it when they want to bring down Robert E. Lee, who had nothing to do with slavery, and who was the head of the Northern Army before, of Northern Virginia? I mean, he was going to be neutral until they started burning farms around him, and he said, that's it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5-plus months sold out. Talk about next-level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Toll free number to join us on air to talk about any of these big issues we've been raising. The total eclipse being deemed racist by the Atlantic Monthly. They're not joking. You say, well, that doesn't make sense. It discredits them. They want to sound outrageous. They want to set the precedent with the Overton window to say things so incredibly radical, you then accept other things that before would have sounded radical, but they've so skewed your brain you don't see it. Also, IT staffers may have compromised sensitive data to foreign intelligence. They have been indicted for conspiracy against the U.S. We're going to talk to Jack Posobiec about his contacts in D.C. and what the intel is on that. But the reason they hate Jack Posobiec, the reason they hate Mike Cernovich and others is they work real sources and do real journalism in the defense of this republic. And that's why they want them shut down and shut up. That's why we're honored to have them here. Jack Posobiec, citizensoftrump.com. Jack Posobiec on Twitter. Be sure and follow him there. Before we go back to him, here's the number. It's 800-259-9231. We'll launch that phone system. 800-259-9231. Your questions, your comments for Jack Posobiec. David Knight already hosted the first 3 hours today of the new show he's launched here on the system, the InfoWars Network, I guess you could call it. Radio, TV. We're going to be launching more broadcasts here in the next 2 weeks with Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, and others. And we're going to add even more shows. We're very, very excited about your support. We're able to do this because you've been supporting us, and I hope that listeners and viewers will remember that when you make a commitment to visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great organic coffee, or get great water filtration systems or air filtration systems or Molon Labe shirts or Conservatism is the New Counterculture shirts. All of your purchases of the Emrex Essentials toiletries, organic mouthwash, shampoo, body wash, sunscreen, bug spray, all of it. CNN is a terrorist organization shirts. Donald Trump, President 2020, CNN is fake news, InfoWars.com is real news. It's all there. But the BuzzFeed special, that's combining last month's special and the 1776 special, that's got to end. I said I'd run through the month, but we're running out of most of the things. We just ran out of MycoZX, which targets the fungus in the gut, not just the bad bacteria. That's sold out. Brain Force Plus is selling out, 55% off. Why wouldn't it? A great nootropic. DNA Force, leading competitors are like $50, folks. So normally at $30, it's a good deal. $17.76, 55% off. You can't beat it. Brain Force. DNA Force is selling out, but I've still got 20% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, selling out, 66% off. Knockout, the sleep aid, selling out, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen that blocks the other bad halogens, not just radioactive iodine. It is 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. Biotree Selenium, 29% off. And remember, BuzzFeed got these, did over $10,000 in testing at a top California lab who also sells products. So they go do testing and tell you what the top products are. Said, okay, this stuff's totally clean. Didn't tell you what a feat that is at California standards. And then they went, oh, look at this B12. It's $40. No, it's normally $25, but okay, they lied about that. They go, but here's the brand that we sell. It's the best tested, and it's who we private label. They're so stupid. They're selling for $35. We're selling it for $17.76. That's selling out. A Caveman is now in strawberry flavor as well. Concentrated bone broth. The essence is so filling, so good for your bones, your joints, everything. The ancients knew that with the bee pollen, the chaga mushroom, the turmeric, and so much more. Amazing. That's back in stock. Alexa Pure Pro blows away all the other gravity-fed filters out there you hear advertised. It's just amazing. Pro Pure is great as well. I carry all the best brands at the lowest prices, $147. Leading competitors are like $300 for stuff that doesn't work as well. Alexa Pure Breeze, that special's got to end today. 25% off on the house four-stage filter. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off, and much more. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll have new specials the next few days. They won't be as expansive. I've never run specials for almost a month and a half. But it's popular. Folks like it. And I appreciate all your support. But InfoWarsStore.com, get an additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. And a lot of this stuff is lost leaders when you sign up for AutoShip as well. Free shipping. There's free shipping on orders, $50 or more. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And take satisfaction when you get these high-quality products in knowing we're hurting the New World Order. We're exposing their global government system. They're in trouble thanks to you supporting the broadcast. You aren't behind us. You're at the heart of this operation. You're the blood. You're the sweat. You're the tears. You're the oxygen. You are the InfoWar. And together, we are unstoppable. So, Jack Posobiec, I want to play a clip and go to calls and have you ride shotgun with us. But I've been asking the questions here. You've always got a lot of intel. Banning out, shakeups, increasing troops in Afghanistan. I know as somebody in the military, you're not supposed to comment on the president's policy specifically on that. One reason you've never gotten into the fact you were in the naval intelligence, but they're trying to run you out of that now. But obviously, I don't want to say the president's going sideways, but I don't think a lot of this is a good sign overall. I know that Bannon kind of stood by when the generals took over, when McMaster came in. So there's kind of this argument, well, you got eaten last. But at the same time, I see Breitbart doing such great work. What do the tea leaves say to you about all this?
Alex, it reminds me of a situation where you had one person in there, like we had at different points of the campaign, that was closer to sort of more of an ear of the people. And that's what Bannon sort of represented. He wasn't somebody who was necessarily setting every single policy. It wasn't just coming from Bannon. People understood that. He was holding the president's feet to the fire. He was remembering what the campaign promises were, and he was working. You saw that whiteboard that he had right behind him every day in his office that said, how are we going to do these things? How are we going to get the travel ban? How are we going to get the wall? What are we going to do in Afghanistan? So his plan for Afghanistan, which he took, they called it the Eric Prince plan, but it actually wasn't that. It was the plan that was used immediately after 9/11 in Afghanistan. I actually spoke to Eric Prince on the phone last Friday morning prior to. He was barred from going to Camp David. He was barred from going to present his plan, which was just a reminder of what the U.S. did immediately after 9/11. It was when we went in, we found locals that could be worked with, people who weren't Taliban, people who weren't these extremists, people who knew the culture, people who spoke the language, people who wouldn't be seen as an occupying force. And we worked with them to achieve our goals and to achieve stability. Look, we don't want to take over Afghanistan. We're not in the business in the United States of running other countries. We just don't want the Taliban or ISIS.
So you're talking about a stabilization force, so there's not another failed state for ISIS or al-Qaeda to reconstitute.
Exactly. One that's set up and run by the Afghans and have those people. So have Americans only there in more of a slightly advisory role with some special forces to be going after these ISIS nut jobs. But then working with the different tribes, working with the parts of the Taliban that actually are open to moderation. Those ones, look, it's Afghanistan, right? Every other person in some case.
And that is what the Afghans want. They want us out. So what do you make of this speech of the president coming up tonight? We'll be covering live at InfoWars.com.
Yeah, we'll be seeing. I mean, it remains to be seen. There hasn't been any official leaks or any official response about what his speech is going to be. But the big problem, and Alexander the Great learned this going back 2,000 years ago, is that when you march into Afghanistan and look like an occupying force, they said, this is fourth-generation warfare, Alex, you know this stuff. It makes you look like the overpowering aggressor, and it's going to make people want to rise up against that force. So we've got to find a way to make it look like it's Afghanistan getting our help to push out the extremists, not another invasion of the country, not an occupying force. That's the message that we need to send. So we have to be very careful about any sort of surge, any massive, you know, whether or not tanks and armor are going to be going in, what type of uniforms people are going to be wearing. In fact, Eric Prince, in his plan, he said, we weren't even going to wear U.S. uniforms. We were going to have people wear sort of this joint uniform that didn't specify it to make us look like these occupying.
All right, well, let's talk about that. That's a big deal. Talking to Eric Prince, founder of Blackwater, and then XZ and the rest of it, really got demonized by the left. But it turns out that behind the scenes, he's exposed the pedophile rings, helped expose Hillary. They really hate him. They've been wanting to try to, you know, set him up for a long time. You say you talked to him. What can you relay about that conversation?
Well, what I can relay is that he's essentially been sidelined at this point by the National Security Council. At one point, his plan, there are people saying that actually Kelly was considering his plan, was looking at it and saying, you know what, this makes sense. Alex, at this point, no one will talk about the numbers. We already have about 8,000 troops and over 10,000 more contractors in Afghanistan.
Sure, so let's talk about Eric Prince's plan, because nobody was hearing this stuff. This is interesting.
Sure. So his plan was to reduce that number down to make us, instead of looking like an occupying force, we were going to send contractors in, people that had the mandate of the U.S. government. They'd be working for the U.S. government, but with Afghanistan special forces, with Afghanistan army, to work culturally with the leaders over there that are willing to be on board with the United States to look for stability. So it's not the U.S. going in there and telling Afghanistan what to do. It's that we're working to achieve stability rather than going in with a massive occupying force. Because his worry, Alex, Eric told me, that if the U.S. goes and sends another 5,000, 6,000 troops to Afghanistan, it's going to look like a massive invasion. And Afghanistan remembers what happened in 2000.
And we heard months ago that Trump, and he signaled, exactly, he was looking at reduction and going with that plan. The word we've gotten is he's going to announce expansion tonight.
Yeah, all signs indicate that the president, because they removed any third option. This was the third option. The only two options presented to the president at Camp David on Friday were the surge or a complete withdrawal. So if those are the only two options, of course he's going to choose the one that doesn't completely follow what Obama did in Iraq. Because the president...
Well, here's the deal. If we're going to leave, we shouldn't announce it. We should just do it. Or it'll be like 1975, people hanging off helicopter skids.
Exactly. So we can't have that. That's what happened in Vietnam. That's what happened in Iraq after the complete pullout during Obama. But what wasn't at the table was this third option of a reduction of, instead of having a massive force, have a smaller, smarter force that goes in with the mandate of using Afghan troops.
Sure,
Afghan,
but instead they're going with the bill. Instead they're going to go with a build down.
Yeah. So what they're going to say is there's going to be a surge at up front. And then eventually it's going to slowly, slowly, slowly go down. So it'll be big up front and then come back at the end. It's almost like accounting, right? But the problem is that's the same thing that's been going on for the last 16 years. It's the same line they always use. It's the same mandate. That line, oh, you know, it's not a 16-year war.
Yeah, they've been front-loading this from the beginning, and it's pure crap.
Sure, and there's going to be parts of Afghanistan that the U.S. unfortunately remain in for a long time, because a lot of people in the Beltway are talking about it like Germany or Japan or South Korea, where the U.S. essentially has permanent forces now and permanent bases. They're talking about permanent bases in Afghanistan. That's the long-term plan here, Alex.
All right, I want to go to break in a few minutes and come back and talk to Alex, Josh, Dan, Kevin, and Jacob and others. Jack Posobiec, really smart guy, journalist, is our guest. An evil person, though, that points out that there's Islamic attacks, the media doesn't cover it, but there's mass shootings in Chicago, they don't cover it, because it's Democrat-controlled stuff, but there's one person dies at a tragic, funded, globalist, manipulated event in Charlottesville. Every one of us is supposedly guilty for it. So simply incredible. But here's this compilation I mentioned, all bleeped out, of some of the Democrats in Seattle throwing things at me, getting in my face, unable to speak, unable to ever to defend their ideas, and usually running away once they made the point. Here it is.
Not welcome with your racist ideas. That's right.
You lead us.
I think I'm not going to do it often. This is America, bro.
People would hate you, though, because you're an
And I can't be intimidated by the group thing.
Are you that crazy guy from InfoWars?
Yeah. How's it going?
What are you doing here?
Well, it's America. I've been here many times.
No, I mean Seattle.
Oh, you said America?
Seattle.
Hey, brother, hey, you want to talk to us? Oh, but you can't. All you can do is that? Yeah. You know something? I'm not afraid of you people. You got something to say? Say it. You got nothing intellectual. Because you're an intellectual dumb to watch the mainstream media. I mean, this is America.
Seattle's a city. It's where you're standing now.
No, I know.
Well, it's part of America, but you're in Seattle right now. Why are you here?
Because it's a free country.
Yeah, that's why you're allowed to be here. Why are you here, though? What's your job?
I'm just here showing this hardcore fascist brainwashing that the corporate media and the big banks have done on the people. How they can take people to think they're liberal and turn them into fascists.
Look at that, buddy.
Dylan, we're doing a live feed right now. Let me ask you a quick question. Did you see how newspapers everywhere said the economy's going to implode today and that it caused the stock market to implode?
Well, I just wanted to stop and tell you that I think your show is terrible.
Well, thank you. No, but keep talking to us. Keep talking to you. You came over.
I had to go home.
So you'd actually like to see the economy implode rather than just to hurt Trump?
I think you are jealous.
Okay, so they're actually trying to make the economy implode. They even announced that the head of his group resigned. Pardon me?
I think you are full of conspiracies, and I don't think that you are helping our country.
Hey, do you know the media misrepresents what I actually say? Like, give me an example of one of my conspiracies.
That water is making the frogs gay.
Now, that is an edited thing for comedy shows they did. Have you heard about atrazine causing about 60% of the amphibian life to be sterile?
I think you are ridiculous.
So I'm telling you, runoff in the water is hurting children and causing chemical changes in the brain.
No, he's hurting children.
Okay, so you're not worried about chemical runoff in the water?
I'm worried about Nazis.
You're worried about Nazis?
Thank you. I'm worried about
Bannon. This is perfect.
I'm worried about Bannon.
Okay, you're worried about Bannon.
Yeah, I'm worried. He's like,
so you don't know about atrazine? She just walked over.
Who you love, it doesn't matter your race, it doesn't matter where you come from, you should all have the right to live here and all the right to not have negative things to happen to you, such as being murdered by a car.
Well, but like the Muslims just ran over 13 people and killed them, or over 100 in Barcelona.
Fact check. Yeah.
Fact check. Oh, it didn't happen today.
No, it didn't happen, yeah.
On your own camera. Right here, tell people intellectually who you are.
Intellectually who I am?
Go ahead, yeah, yeah.
I'm your mama.
You can't even talk. Look at you. This is what they turn the people into. This is it right here. Literal slave of the system. See that? That's who they are. Look at this slave. That's great. Come on, hit me. Go ahead. I know. I'm trying because you're brainwashed.
This work.
This is the brainwashing.
This work. Where they have more thought.
This is the brainwashing. You see? And I'm proud of this because this is who they are. I've deliberately. That's why they're allied with jihadis, because they hate the West so much. So he told me I want to pour my hot coffee on you. I said, go ahead. And quite frankly, it felt wonderful. It's like a hot bath. And that's what this is all about, is just being baptized in the truth and seeing these guys be forced to awaken. So that's why we're out here, to show you the abject fear these people are in and how scared they are of someone actually trying to return power back to the people and actually turning the economy on. They're so pissed about $4 trillion in the stock market. They're so pissed about $400 billion in new jobs, 1.5 million new jobs. They're so pissed over 1,000 companies coming back. They're so pissed that their whole identity was in Hillary, this evil globalist, and that when she failed, they all felt existentially wounded. And so the demonization by the media begins, and then I deserve to be attacked by these fascists because they believe I'm a Nazi.
And that was only a fraction of it. We're going to come back with Jack Posobiec straight ahead and talk to Alex, Josh, Dan, Kevin, Jason, and others. And then David Knight, who already hosted 3 hours this morning, he's hosting the fourth hour. But we got a lot of other special guest hosts coming up, like Paul Watson tomorrow. We'll be back.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American
incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're taking your phone calls this segment, the next. I'll host a little bit in with David Knight coming up in the fourth hour. Wow, I haven't even gotten to the IT staffers, and I'm not even covering the eclipse that's basically mostly across the United States right now. It hadn't happened since 1776. But the crew just found something really big. This is only a smattering, what you just saw last segment, of people coming over and yelling and screaming and then running away and refusing to ever talk to me and refusing to defend their ideas. Esperanto was this UN-created language of Chinese, Spanish, English, and some other languages that would be run from the UN. It totally failed. But here's the little globalist, one of the guys that walked over, wearing an Esperanto shirt, a second language for us all, a second language for everyone. A total failure of social engineers. And they're in their little enclaves like Seattle that they've hijacked, you know, kind of like a crab moving into somebody else's shell that they didn't build. And they're perching, and their religion is hating America. We have the footage shot last night where people chant, "Death to America, death to America," at UT as they take down Robert E. Lee's statue. And forget Robert E. Lee. People don't even pay attention to those statues. It's that that's who these people are. That's on Infowars.com. But it's good. Bannon exit looks, I don't like that, but it's good to see these IT staffers from Pakistan, clearly intelligence ops, we knew that from our sources, we covered this 6 months ago, so did you, Jack, now penetrated, now arrested, now indicted basically for espionage. Boy, I tell you, Wasserman and the Clintons, all them, better watch their little booties now.
You know, it's interesting to see that these guys getting arrested, this, at the same time we're talking about Mueller pulling anyone in for this Russian investigation that he's completely gone on a witch hunt on for anyone who's associated with the Trump campaign. Meanwhile, they've gotten completely away from the basic fact that we were supposed to be finding what was the source of the leaks of the DNC emails. Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she was the chairwoman of the DNC, and these were her IT staffers. So we looked at it like regular journalists and said, hey, I wonder who was running the IT at the DNC, who had access, who were these people, and that's how we came upon these guys.
And by the way, I know you don't ever want credit, but aren't you and Posobiec, Posobiec and Cernovich, aren't you guys, who originated first looking into these guys? Wasn't it you guys?
It was us, and then I think Daily Caller picked it up after that. I mean, to say that, you know, and now they're actually getting arrested, They're actually charged by federal prosecutors, these four indictments coming down for Imran Awan. The mainstream media completely not touching it. This is actual news. This is not like something that I just tweeted out. This is, these guys are getting busted by the feds, and nobody wants to talk about it because it completely destroys the Russian narrative.
And let's give a backdrop here. You've got 14 times Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, trying to get the DNC computers. They won't let them in. Then you've got them blaming Trump for all this Russia stuff when they're the ones using the servers, clearly, instead of a Dropbox or going to a park and, you know, leaving something in the trash can for the Russian agents or whatever. They just do it in her server, knowing everybody's got the codes, and then money's put in her foundation. It's so clear what they were doing. And then bringing in foreigners who we know work for intelligence agencies just come out to interface running the DNC. I mean, it shows total Muslim Brotherhood penetration, something I was told by FBI agents like 15 years ago, and I didn't believe it.
Yeah, Pakistani ISI is known for having a high level of technical expertise. That's their intelligence service. This is the same Pakistani ISI that set up Al-Qaeda, that was working with Osama bin Laden in the early days. These guys, and at the same time, they also work closely with CIA. So there's a lot of connections here, but as usual, the mainstream media won't even touch it. These guys, they were potentially into everything. Wasserman Schultz, she had them, she had their family members on payroll. What they were getting paid for remains to be seen.
Well, Jack, stay there. Back in 70 seconds. Alex, we're going right to you. Then Josh, Dan, Kevin, Jason. I'm going to be here until about 20 after. David Nunn, let's bring him in here and get him seated right over there, my compadre. And a lot more is coming up as we take the InfoWar, thanks to your support and prayers, to the next level. Be sure to support our local affiliates. Spread the word. Make a donation to the local stations. We'll be back with hour number 4 of syndication.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.